At a U.S. fuel pipeline.
Time to dust off the dancing shoes. Live music is coming back. I'm Dick Uliano.
Some local 12 to 15-year-olds could get COVID shots this week. This is Kyle Cooper.
Good morning. Welcome in Tuesday morning at 1 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Colonial Pipeline hopes to restore operations by the end of the week after a hacking group's ransomware attack. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
As the shutdown entered into its full day, the Biden administration loosened regulations of the transport of petroleum products on highways, part of a whole-of-government effort to avoid disruptions in the fuel supply. President Biden told reporters the U.S. intelligence community has no evidence the Russian government directed the attack, but said the country had some responsibility to deal with a Russian-linked group.
Kids can get COVID vaccines soon. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
What parents everywhere will want to know now is, okay, when will this vaccine be shipped to my pediatrician? Or when can my 12 to 15-year-old get the shot at a local pharmacy? We don't know the answer to that yet, and White House officials tell us it might be a couple of days before we do. The COVID Response Task Force does have a plan in place. 20,000 pharmacies, they say, will be authorized to administer the shot to those kids. But we might have to wait to learn where and when until Wednesday, when a CDC vaccine committee meets to discuss the rollout.
Russell Westbrook just broke what was once an unbreakable record with his 182nd triple-double.
The fadeaway. And there it is. History. Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson. It lasted 47 years, and now Russell Westbrook stands there all alone.
The play-by-play on NBA TV. Despite the milestone, though, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Washington Wizards 125 to 124. Trainer Bob Baffert has vowed to contest drug test results after his horse and Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit test positive for steroids. The colt will compete in Baltimore for the Preakness Stakes, but Baffert says he won't be there to avoid being a distraction. Violence is now escalating following days of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces. Hamas fired rockets and Israel retaliated, killing 24 people, including children, in Gaza. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
While we urge de-escalation on all sides, we also recognize Israel's legitimate right to defend its people and its territory. It is critical for all sides to ensure calm and de-escalate tensions and avoid violent confrontations.
More than 700 Palestinians were hurt in clashes at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Monday. A tourist in China got temporarily stranded on a glass-bottom bridge after hurricane-level winds shattered part of the walkway.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Dad!
Honey, I thought you were going to do something about that.
Sorry.
Is an unreliable water heater leaving you and your family in the cold? The pros know that for dependable hot water, count on Bradford White. Millions of American households enjoy the comfort, efficiency, and reliability of a Bradford White water heater. So if your current water heater is giving you the cold shoulder, call a plumbing pro and get a Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com to find a pro near you. Bradford White water heaters, built to be the best.
WTOP at 103. Tuesday morning, 11th of May, 2021. Partly cloudy, chilly this overnight early morning. Low in the 40s by Tuesday daybreak. We're at 54 in our nation's capital now. And a good Tuesday morning to you. Thanks for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at as we ride into this day together, Fairfax Commonwealth's attorney Steve Descano is calling this morning for an internal police investigation into the arrest of a black woman on the Beltway that happened on March 6th. Descano says the trooper had no legal basis for pulling her over, arresting and charging Renisha Brooks, a Defense Department employee. In the end, dashboard camera video shows that Brooks repeatedly, apparently, asked why she was being pulled over by Trooper Robert Hendenling, and Hendenling only replies that if she steps outside of the car, he will show her. When Brooks tells Hendenling that she does not want to get out, the trooper unlocks the car door and pulls her out while she's asking him to stop doing that. Trooper pushes Brooks up against the car and then handcuffs her.
Okay, that's being recorded, everything you've done. Number one, you don't have any taillights on your vehicle.
Number two, you're following two cars at about 55 miles per hour, two car lengths off of them. Number three, you pulled over and then took off again. You failed to yield to my vehicle. I asked you to step out of the car so you wouldn't take off again. You refused to get out of the car. I had to pull you out of the car.
You pulled me out. You didn't even give me enough time to get out of the car, and I was afraid. I've never been pulled over by the cops like this or handcuffed.
That was Trooper, again, Robert Hendenlang. The Washington Post reports Toscano has dismissed all charges now against Juanisha Brooks, a Pentagon civilian employee. State police say the stop and arrest were proper. The trooper's been on the job for 24 years. WTOP News Time. Now, 105. Turning to the health of it all this morning and lifting those restrictions, D.C. has announced officially it expects to fully lift the COVID pandemic restrictions for businesses about this time next month.
Pertaining to things like weddings, pools, gyms, and restaurants, D.C. is lifting capacity limits and restrictions related to time and types of activities Friday, May 21st.
Except for bars, nightclubs, and large sport and entertainment venues where we will have a capacity limit until June 11th.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says that June 11th full reopening will not change mask rules, though.
Even with vaccination, the CDC recommends mask wearing, and that's where we'll be as well.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Meantime, where the D.C.'s popular concert stages are getting to in gear to bring back that live music for you in D.C. following more than a year of COVID restrictions, to be exact, now that the district has announced all capacity restrictions will be lifted again this summer, June 11th.
For fans, it's been a while since they shared a night with Lizzo at the Anthem. But concert venues are already making plans and rebuilding and retraining staff.
Oh my goodness, this is the thing that we have longed for a very long time.
Audrey Fick Schaefer, spokeswoman for IMP, owners of the Anthem and the 930 Club, says it will take time establishing a concert calendar.
I don't know the exact date that we'll be able to actually open our doors, but I can tell you we've got the pedal to the metal to figure it out.
She says it will be a glorious day when the bands are back on the stages. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and people sometimes ask me, what is the Good Feet store? A shoe store? I respond, we're an art support store. Most people don't realize that we have four arches in each foot. Not only that, but there are 26 bones, 33 joints, and over 100 tendons and ligaments in each foot. There's no way that a mass-produced shoe is going to meet the specific needs of your feet. That's where we come in. When you come into the Good Feet store, our staff is going to welcome you and listen to your needs. We want to learn about you, your lifestyle, your work, and the types of shoes you enjoy wearing. Then after measuring your feet, we're going to fit you from a